Are you going through menopause or perimenopause? Let me tell you, the struggle to find comfort in my body sometimes, I'm telling you, if you know what I'm talking about, and I know you do, then you have to try Hormone Harmony.
Yes, you do. The struggle is real. And Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon, y'all, for real. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds.
Wow, Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life, okay? So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause.
No.
Any woman with symptoms with hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like.
Okay, can I just say hot flashes and night sweats? They are wrong. They're just
Yes,
wrong
they
and
are.
evil.
Yes, they are. And racing thoughts and low moods. Let me tell you
Ugh.
something. My mind is like a chattering monkey all night long.
Feeling tired all the time, poor sleep.
Yes, and no desire to be in bed next to someone if you know what I mean,
Okay, I
okay?
know you do.
Okay. So, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things.
And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FRANGELA at checkout.
That's happymammoth.com and use the code FRANGELA for 15% off today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let us tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right?
It's really cool and it's so easy. Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask.
And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book.
And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity.
Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, the challenges that she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever.
Face it, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. My own mom, when I gave her mylifeinabook.com, let me tell you something. They ask great questions like, what was your favorite childhood game? And when she told me, I was concerned, okay? I was concerned for my past mama, future mama. They played rough.
MyLifeInABook.com and use code FRANGELA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day.
That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code FRANGELA for 10% off today.
Hi, I'm Liz Winstead.
I'm Moji Alawode-L.
And we're the hosts of Feminist Buzzkills, the only weekly podcast that helps you navigate the post-Roe hellscape.
We dissect all the news from that sketchy intersection of abortion and misogyny with our guests, the abortion providers and activists working on the ground. Plus, we have amazing comedians to help us laugh through the rage.
Feminist Buzzkills drops Fridays wherever you get your pod fix. Listen and subscribe, because when BS is popping, we pop off.
MSW Media.
Welcome to Teacher Quit Talk. I'm Miss Redacted.
And I'm Mrs. Frazzled. Every week we explore the teacher exodus to find out what, if anything, could get these educators back in the classroom.
We've all had our moments where we thought, what the hell am I doing here? From burnout to bureaucracy to soul-sucking stressors and creative dead ends.
From recognizing when it was time to go to navigating feelings of guilt and regret afterwards, we're here to cut out the gaslighting and get real about what it means to leave teaching.
We've got insights from former teachers from all over the country who have seen it all. So get ready to be disturbed. Join us on Teacher Quit Talk to laugh through the pain of the U.S. education system. We'll see you there.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to...
I am really proud. I am really honored.
He's a jackass.
Stop it. Get off it, Donald.
Hey, what happened?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
You blow it!
You idiot!
Idiot of the week!
Week, 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 week!
This is where you send us the stupid.
Yes.
To idiotoftheweekweek@gmail.com. And then we mock them.
Because it is our job.
It's our joy, too.
It is our joy.
It is our joy.
It is our joy.
It's fulfilling. Yeah. And as horrible as this sentence is going to sound, if you need to know about stupid,
we're the ladies that
come
to.
We are the people to ask.
We are the ladies to come to.
Experts.
That's right.
In stupidity.
We want to remind you to go to sexyliberal.com, check out all the podcasts and the shows there.
That's right. If you missed any of the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal virtual tour, then you've hurt yourself in ways that I can't possibly express, and you really need to fix that.
Yes, you do. We also want to remind you, first of all, we want to thank everyone
thank
who
you.
Is a Patreon supporter of this podcast.
You're why there's this.
Yes.
Water.
Yes. We thank you so much. And if you want to become a Patreon of the Frangela Idiot of the Week podcast, you can go to patreon.com, put in Frangela, and do so. And for that, you're going to get micro idiots, 3 a week.
We have something like over 250 in the bank.
Yes.
You're missing out on all of that stupid. And
yes.
You don't want to do it. Again, stop hurting you.
Stop hurting you. And also, while you're on the internet, go on over to cameo.com and request a specialized video from Frangela.
That's for you, for a friend as a gift, whatever you want. You know, we could tell your boss why you're sick, why you're late, tell your kids to go to sleep, say happy birthday to someone. Just do it.
Yes.
It's
yes,
a great gift.
Yes. And always join us on Tuesdays on Facebook at Frangela Duo on the Frangela Duo page for Idiot of the Week Live. And catch us every Friday morning on the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show for the
Black Power Hour, where Stephanie Miller somehow becomes Stephanie Mills.
It's a beautiful thing, y'all.
And you get to witness it.
Should we get started?
I think we should. The stupid waits for no one.
Yes. This is from Donna Z.
Gary C.
and my mom. And Donnie J. Thank you, Mom, who also just became a Patreon. I cried.
Yes, she's a Patreon on my mom, and she's a grandma now, too.
I cried.
Not me, the other daughter, the good one. she gave her a grandchild. This one?
Not so much.
Has not been helpful.
We gave her Twombly.
I don't think she sees it that way.
We gave her Twombly.
She thinks he's cute, but you know. Yes. Thank you to you all for being vigilant. Mm-hmm. Detroit woman drags alleged Mercedes thief out of barbershop by hair and makes citizens arrest. Now, let me start by saying this.
Hmm.
There are times when you get homesick.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, girl.
I was like, oh, that's my Detroit.
That is my Detroit. That's why I put it in here for sure, because I'm like... This is Detroit.
Ooh.
Like a mofo.
Ooh, bringing a tear to my eye. Oh, sometimes you miss home.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because the thing about Detroit is, if you're going to steal somebody's shit, get away. Like, and I tell you, when my car was recently stolen, and I think I talked about it like once here, my car was stolen off a lot of the dealership where it was getting fixed.
Mm-hmm.
I've had the absolute worst car karma in the weirdest way this year. But in any case, 20-year-old Corolla, the beauty, gets stolen. What I learned in that experience is that auto theft
is, first of all, hugely on the rise.
Yes.
And it's the kind of problem where, yeah, the police, it's a crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tell you it's a crime. Yeah. It's a crime. Mm-hmm. But it's not a high priority crime for them.
Right.
And literally here in Los Angeles, if your car gets stolen, the police department you have to talk to, the part of the police department, they have a special section for it. They're only open. They have these weird hours. It's like 10:15 to 4, Monday through Thursday. They're not open on the weekend. And basically what they say is most cars are found. And in fact, many cars are found by the person who the car was stolen from. Because often they're just joyrides or dare or a whole bunch of stuff, but it only had, people don't usually even drive them that far out of the neighborhood they stole them from.
Right.
So they were very careful with me. They were like, if you find your car, do not get in it.
Why?
I was so glad they said this, because they were like, because the car has been reported stolen. So if you get pulled over driving it, they're going to assume that you're the thief, which means you're going in the concrete.
Yeah.
And they're going to arrest you, and nobody's going to listen to you saying it's your car. And it may take hours for all of that to get figured out.
Gotcha.
So they're like, if you see your car, what you're supposed to do is call 911 and say, I found my car. Now, having said that, what we know is that 911, they're gonna be like, cool, we're gonna put that on our to-do list.
You're right.
Okay.
Well,
so that's how that works.
Bianca Chambers tracked down a man accused of stealing her car and dragged him out of a barbershop by his locks, y'all, by his hair, to make a citizen's arrest.
Loving the Twitters as I do, other customers in the shop aided in her efforts.
Yeah, Detroit was like, oh, we're making an arrest?
He stole your car?
Let me get some of that. I want a piece of that.
No, we will help you. This is justice will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
she alleged
Bianca alleged
that the Detroit Police Department refused to help her get her car back, forcing her to take matters into her own hands.
She filmed this whole thing on Facebook Live.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you something, okay? You are not going to stop black women in this country. If we get ahead of steam on us, all right? All right, police records indicate that the officers responded every time Chambers called 911. Officers also say Chambers was not actually the owner of the stolen vehicle.
It was her man's, which
if you understand anything about relationships,
mm-hmm.
that means that's your car too.
Thank you. And I feel like that's just law.
Yeah.
But in any case, when she arrived, the video shows her. She arrives at the beauty salon, walks in, walks up to the 19-year-old who she thinks is the thief, and says to him, excuse me, you got that Benz out there? So as far as I'm concerned, this is called the investigation.
Right. She's doing police work.
She's detectiving.
She's detectiving. This is solid police work, right? Solid.
Do you have that Benz out front? To which this dumbass fool says, yeah. To which she then replies, you stole my shit, before grabbing onto his locks in an attempt to pull him out of the shop.
Yes.
So she grabs him by his hair and starts trying to pull him out the shop.
And then so then she drags him out. And she says, this is a quote from her. She says, at that point, I was like, I'm not letting this man walk again.
So other customers, other Detroiters at the barbershop helped her. Basically, it sounds like hold him down.
Yes.
And not let him go anywhere. And when the police, you know, the reporters called the police and asked about this. And they said, apparently their feeling about this is, it is dangerous. It isn't worth it to take this type of action.
Do they not understand how much a Mercedes-Benz costs?
Or the feeling of riding in it? And this is your man's car. You driving it. This is your friend. This is your person. Your partner's car. You know, you have a responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay. So she apparently, when the cops weren't coming quick enough, and so she thought, you know what? If we do have to let this kid go, I'm going to let him. He's not driving this car anywhere. So she slashed all four tires.
Yes.
And I have to say, I applaud her for that, because she thought through enough to go,
yeah,
if we can't control him, if they're not going to come, he can't drive this car out of here.
Well, because what had happened was she had been tracking the stolen vehicle for 2 days. She became Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
This is, first of all, why is Bianca doing this? She don't even own the car. The guy who is her boyfriend who owns the car. But I'm going to tell you, that's how much Bianca loves riding in that Benz.
Also, I have a feeling he may not have known. We may be dealing with a, I don't have to tell him, maybe he out of town.
Right.
Maybe, you know what I'm saying? She's like, I can get this car back before he gets back.
Right. Well, she says she tracked the vehicle's location to the barbershop where she confronted him, okay, and customers got out, right? And then she claims that she had called 911 several times to alert the police of the stolen vehicle and no one responded. And I'm going to tell you something. What I believe her. I believe that she had, had called and reported it, but by the time the police got there, because here's the thing.
Well, they just say they were actually on a call for a kidnapping.
Right.
Which does seem like a higher priority.
That's true. But is there only like one cop in all of Detroit?
Here's the problem. I'm going to tell you something about Detroit. It's a distinct possibility that all of them were on other calls.
That's right. You know,
this may very well have been the lowest priority call of what was going on.
Right. Because she called at 105 and the police officers arrived on the scene at 1:45.
That's not bad.
That's 40 minutes. That's
not bad for something that isn't a violent crime that has it. Now, the violent part was, but I guess, technically her holding him.
She's literally holding this guy.
But you're not supposed to be doing that. Like, the suspect was not arrested, which I don't understand exactly, except that they went through the whole process of getting a warrant, whatever else. And his identity hasn't been released, but I find fascinating. The police say the man opted not to press charges against Chambers for the physical altercation. I need just a timeout. I need somebody, if you're a lawyer and you specialize in criminal law or anything, I need an explanation of citizen's arrest to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm trying to understand, we all seem to have this concept that we can make them, and yet it doesn't seem like we can.
No.
So I would just like an understanding, and I think we may need some PSAs like, you can't actually make a citizen's arrest. Something catchy.
I got you. Here's my thing, don't arrest people.
You can't hold people, but really, if you're gonna steal the car, you can't just go get your hair did. You know what I mean? In the neighborhood, like,
well,
that.
He was selling. Here's the thing.
Is this supposed to be at a chop shop or something?
You don't understand,
what are you doing?
Angela. You don't understand.
No, I don't understand.
You don't understand because for the same reason she wanted the car back is the same reason he wanted the car. Everybody wants the style and profile, okay?
But in a stolen vehicle.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you never joyride?
In a stolen vehicle? No, I'm not to my knowledge.
You ain't.
No. Not to my knowledge. It says, currently, I found this awesome. Currently, the department is holding a 12-week hiring event in order to find new recruits. Is it me or should you not get Bianca?
Yeah,
and
Bianca.
Everybody in the salon.
Yes.
These people seem like they're ready to be cops.
Totally. Just put a badge on them, like in the Old West. Deputize everybody.
Bam.
Bianca, boom.
Done.
Boom. You know what? And that's what you do. You put Bianca in charge of lost the stolen vehicle.
That's right. I bet you she finds each and every car.
One of them.
Each and every car. She
has
100%
right.
success rate.
Yes, she would.
They're missing an opportunity.
Put Bianca in charge. Next up, this is from Jeff Watt. Thank you very much.
I can't with this.
Man Googled how long, quote, how long meth stays in your system while in custody for drugged driving.
Robert Perez, 53, was driving a motorcycle in Iowa City when cops pulled him over because they said he was, quote, making nonsensical action.
Here's my thing. Motorcycles only go.
There's not a lot.
There's not a lot you can
do. You can't really. Like, how much. For you, to me, that's too vague. What does nonsensical mean?
That's what I mean.
Was he holding sock puppets? And they were like, doo, 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 doo. Hello, we're riding in a motorcycle. Was he doing like a Broadway number? Mm-hmm. Like, what was he doing? Because they don't say dangerous driving or reckless driving
or shifting lanes.
You know, or didn't seem to know how to ride it. They say nonsensical.
Like
he was riding a bicycle on top of the motorcycle. Like, I'm like, well, what's nonsensical legally?
And here's the thing. The cops are sitting in the car and going, that is nonsensical.
That's nonsensical.
That's some nonsensical if I've ever seen it.
That's a 1249. It's a nonsensical. It doesn't make any sense. So they pull him over, and this is where the stupid really, it goes from nonsensical to idiot. Robert Perez told an officer, this is a quote, he said, officer, a fellow meth user loaned him the vehicle.
Yes.
A fellow meth user. I am not currently using meth, nor have I ever.
Mm-hmm.
What? is the meth community sort of like a college sort of academic?
Yeah, they,
is there a certain
colleagues.
Level? Is it yeah? Is there a protocol?
They're
to
a fellowship.
They're a fellowship of the meth.
Yes.
Because to say that officers, before you, I know I was doing something nonsensical, but before we get to that, a fellow meth user. Like, it's just such a weird way to put that.
We're fellows.
Also, you've just now to a cop admitted that you're using meth.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that you hang out with people who are using meth.
Well, this is because the bike had been listed as stolen in the police database.
So he's like, before you even believe this stolen thing,
yes.
The guy who told you that does meth with me. So yes. Clearly, he lies. But you've just equated lying and not knowing that. So are you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
here's the deal, okay?
So he's standing there.
Yeah, so he's standing there. Following his arrest, Perez, quote, admitted to injecting meth 5 hours prior. And I believe that's a 5 hours prior lie.
Well, in meth time? I'm talking about meth time. Because we've watched a lot of documentaries. I've watched yes. I've watched some people on meth. That, I think, may be an actual correct calculation.
Mm.
Because I think 30 seconds in meth time is 5 hours.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I mean? Like time moves totally differently. It's very, you know, interstellar, you know. So,
and he had multiple syringe caps on him. And so here's my thing. Caps. They're not syringes, but caps. When
well, you know what I'm saying? What I hear is semi-responsible needle use.
Well, no. That it's can't be responsible because if you got the cap on you, but not the syringe.
Well, maybe threw it out because it'd been used.
Yeah, but you got to put the cap on it.
Well, or maybe he'd done the whole, you know.
Maybe broken off.
Maybe he'd broken off the needle.
Maybe.
I'm just saying there may be some.
Okay, you know what? I can get it.
We all know that there's no such thing. But while he's standing there and he refused to take the sobriety test, which just meant they went and got a blood drawn.
Mm-hmm.
Because they knew something was wrong, and he's just told them he's a meth user. But while he's standing there, another officer spotted he had his phone. I guess they'd let him keep his phone, which tells me a lot,
mm-hmm.
like he's white. He's standing there next to the cops about to be arrested, and he's literally Googling how long meth stays in your system after initial consumption.
No! Dude, no! No!
Here's the thing. While I appreciate,
let me
start there.
You know what? First of all, here, you're
yes.
right. You're right.
Let
he took the responsibility.
He took the responsibility to get
of looking it up himself.
Of trying to get some information.
That's right.
He didn't turn to a colleague meth user.
That's right.
A member of the fellowship of the meth. He didn't turn to Frodo Methy Baggins and go, hey, how long is meth stay in system? You know what? Let me look it up. He went to a really legit source, probably Wikipedia.
You know what?
And looked it up and thought, I'm going to say 5 hours because that's the outside. 5 hours. Like, somehow.
I know.
Meth is a fucked up drug.
And I got to say this, too, in terms of support for Robert. You know, that's a big thing going on Facebook right now is people getting angry when people tell people to look it up. Right, you could Google that,
mm-hmm.
and it's like it's a whole thing. Like it's like, well, why can't you just tell me, right? But Robert was being responsible.
Robert was
being responsible.
But here's the problem: this is not the moment.
This is not the moment. You're right.
And really, you shouldn't have been driving. You shouldn't have been doing meth. All that, but. Don't you can't find your alibi in front of the cops.
No,
you can't find. It's like if I were getting arrested, I went just a second. Hey, Francis, I'm getting arrested. Could you tell them that just a minute, officer, that last night I was with you? Thanks. Like you can't do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Robert was charged with theft.
What?
Driving under the influence.
What?
Driving with a suspended license and has 2 prior convictions for operating while intoxicated.
He got released, though, from jail. Okay. Robert can't drive anymore.
No.
I don't believe we have to say this. That people, when you are doing criminal things, the cops are not your friends.
No, they're just not.
They're not.
They're just not. We'll be right back after these messages.
Well, as you know, we embrace diversity here at the Stephanie Miller Show, and I've never seen so much diversity in underwears as Tomboy X. I got the new rainbow ones. I even got the rainbow shirt. You can use it as a t-shirt or jammies.
Fancy.
I got the pants.
Awesome.
And that's a V-neck. It's so pretty. Okay. Listen, it's like nobody took the time to design authentic underwear for strong, independent, right? Comfortable with yourself people like us. Tomboy X did. They created underwear that makes you feel like, you know, this underwear doesn't just fit, it gets me. Yes, I'm feeling proud, so I got the entire Pride line. The underwear, I've got the jammies, I've got the t-shirt. Tomboy X since 2014 has been making brazenly unapologetic underwear for all bodies, all shapes, all genders, all sizes. Really, all sizes, from boxer briefs to bikinis, boy shorts to bras. Every pair of Tomboy X is created to fit you and how you see yourself, and they've expanded way beyond underwear too. And with their love at first wear guarantee, you can order risk-free while you find your perfect fit. Discover your inner tomboy. Let me get you started with my special discount. Go to Tomboy X, enter the code Stephanie to get an extra 20% off. That's an extra 20% off when you enter Stephanie at tomboyx.com. That's tomboyx.com. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Angela, who doesn't love hanging out in loungewear?
I do. I love it. I need it. We've all been doing it for like a year. And you remember, you know, loungewear used to be code for hideously ugly sweats.
Yeah, even your pets have been judging
you. They have been. They've been sitting there judging us all. But that's a thing of the past with Cozy Earth.
The people known for creating luxuriously soft, cool sheets made from viscose from bamboo have done it again.
Okay, look, Francis, they've taken loungewear to another level.
Another
with their
level?
Comfy, super soft selection. Yes, girl, in gorgeous styles and colors.
From wonderful pajama sets, leggings, and tees, every item is sourced from earth-friendly viscose from bamboo for enhanced breathability and temperature regulation.
You'll find something you can't lounge without at Cozy Earth.
See why Oprah described Cozy Earth pajamas as the softest ever in O Magazine.
Best of all, go to CozyEarth.com now, enter promo code Stephanie35, and save 35% on their loungewear and bedding.
That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Stephanie35.
CozyEarth.com.
Welcome back. This is from Gary C.
We love you,
Gary C. Thank you, Gary C. Okay. Woman charges $50 to rate men's privates.
Okay. Yeah, we needed that pause just yeah, to think did. For a minute. Woman has been charging about $50 to rate men's penises.
Size. They're penile.
She's a sex educator and lifestyle coach, Lonnie Pavlovich, 33. She advises male clients on how to improve their love lives based on the shape and size of their penis.
Yes. She charges men to rate their manhood, and it's her most popular service.
Okay, let me
I'm in the wrong fucking business.
Yeah, yeah. But let me also say, I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's not the right word. But it warms my heart. Mm. The cockles of my heart,
does
if you
it?
Will.
Does it?
To know that there are men who are like, how can I be a better lover with what I got?
Okay, I'm going to send you a picture of it.
And what she does is she evaluates angles. She does some she Euclidean.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
She does some geometry, does some calculations. And she sends back what sexual positions are best for them. Mm-hmm. And how and also a report about their anatomy and provides, and this is where I tip my hat to the bitch, mm-hmm. hygiene advice.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, what concerns me, though... is what Which brought on the need.
Because you know why?
If you're looking at a penis and you go,
that needs to be clean.
Hygiene is a problem. That's
you're going to need to get into that undercarriage there. You see where you got all them cockle barrels. I don't know what a cockle barrel is.
I don't know what you're saying. It's so upsetting.
You know them cockadoodles.
You got a whole field of cockadoodles and cockabarrels.
You got cockabarrels.
Let me tell you something. I had a cousin who had that. You just got to hose it off.
Yeah, you do.
Put some Neosporin on it.
Yeah. Yes.
Maybe gargle with some salt water and it'll clear right up. Here's the dude, guy. Guys, if you're going to... Are people taking pictures of their dick that without having to be clean?
Yeah.
Like visibly dirty. Like how does that happen? Like is there like this is a bad thing, is like is there debris in the area?
Well,
like how,
also, what is also, you know, I don't know if they get dust bunnies or not down there. But you know, you gotta pull those off, you know?
Well, and then we're into the sensitive issue of manicuring.
Right.
You know,
right.
And
that's
scaping.
What I'm saying. That's
manscaping.
What I'm saying.
But I at the same time I'm happy it's happening on some level. You know, But I do think we need to teach your children. Teach children how to clean themselves properly.
Totally. Well, this is what I like about it, too. These are not what I would call unsolicited dick pics.
No.
This is the place. If you want to send a dick pic.
Without having to wash it.
Right.
Use this service. You pay. But also, she says she's worked in the coaching industry for 3 years and is also currently studying her master's degree in sexology. Is there not a more scientific sounding term for this?
Than sexology?
Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like something like... I don't know. Sexual, human sexuality. Sexology sounds really, really Trumpian.
It sounds like a Prince song.
Yeah.
Sexology.
Oh, I love that sexology.
Me too.
You know, did you get to the one called Dirty Dick? That is the jam.
Well, you know what? It's after Cockleburrows.
You might have heard him play Cockleburrows live in 1984.
At the Forum.
It was here in LA.
It was
magical. Yes. He didn't play it again for some reason. Yeah. So that was the last time you could have heard Cockleburrow live from the great album Sexology. It does sound like a Prince album.
Yes.
It's just, she calls it the Rate Your Rooster Report. We were talking about this. Like, rooster?
Yeah, Antoine was like, well, there's got to be a better name for that, a more official name.
I get the attempt at alliteration.
Right.
So if you've got an idea, please send it to frangela08@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Not
the picture.
We don't want any photos.
Okay, unless you're sending $50.
I still really don't want the photos.
You put it for Francis. Venmo me.
Yeah, but she needs the Venmo before the photo.
Right. I ain't looking at you ain't getting no dick advice till I get to $50.
And I will say, once we verify that there's no hygiene advice that needs to be given, I am willing to look at it. But I'm gonna need a verification on
also,
that.
I'm not an expert.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm not getting a strong feeling from Rachel Rooster Report of Science either.
No.
Even though she's allegedly pursuing this form of education, I just don't know.
All right,
I can't.
All right, but you know what? But here's the thing. What kills me is that women aren't sending. You know, she doesn't offer. Women don't feel the need.
Well, it doesn't say that.
I wonder though. Like, this is my issue. It's like, where's the women's side?
Well, you mean like what can I do with this?
Give me some technique for this.
I think the problem with that is that most of, outside of some things I'm not aware of.
I don't know why I'm doing this either.
I don't either, but I think it's violating to the Facebook audience. She may or may not be touching herself. The point is that I think that in order to really evaluate our the female anatomy, or most, that's probably not even fair to say, most that of, you know, people's female anatomy, perhaps. Maybe that requires a speculum.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? When you start getting into what's going on area. I mean, there are other places that organs go.
But this is cosmetic. This is a cosmetic issue.
I guess what I'm saying is that what are the great differences between...
Oh, we're varied. We're women are varied.
I know, but in a way that... Can you do anything about that? Like...
Well, yeah, you can. Well, not... Some of that you can't.
It is just flaps.
It's just flaps.
This derailed really badly, Linda.
I don't know where this has gone, but it's wrong.
Tell me what's doing my flaps.
God, it's wrong. It's just, I hope there are nobody. It looks like everybody left. Facebook, I can't hear this. Next.
Woman broke into dentist's office to steal $22,000. Also confessed to pulling 13 teeth from a victim.
Okay, I have so many problems with this story. Laurel Ike, broke into a dental office and stole over $22,000. What kind of dental office has $22,000 in cash?
Ain't right.
Here's something about that sounds wrong as fuck to me. I have have never seen people walk. Now, I know that you can pay copays and all that, and I actually have never witnessed somebody pay cash at a dentist office. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying they don't. They probably do. But $22,000?
Yes, yes. Well, during
that they didn't deposit that night, mm-hmm. right? Because you would think... I would think in a business, $20,000, you don't leave in the register.
No.
You go deposit. But unless, of course, that's what you do every day.
Exactly.
Which lets me get into, what are you actually doing at the dentist's office?
Well, which is why Laurel felt that she could come up in there and rob you.
Yeah, because okay. This sounds like an amount of money they may not be able to say was stolen.
Exactly.
So she was an employee, apparently, at this dentist's office because it's hard to find good help. Better help, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's good to find. It's good. What is the company? They have all those commercials about hot. Indeed.
Indeed.
They needed Indeed.
Laurel Ike, 42, was arrested and charged with multiple felony counts, including burglary, grand larceny, and performing surgery without a license.
Okay, so apparently police officers responded to an after-hours break-in at a dental office. They found an open door, broken window, and $22,861 in cash and checks stolen.
Yeah.
The sheriff's office identified Ike as a person of interest. And she was an employee at the dental office, but not a dentist. During their investigation, she confessed to detectives that she had earlier performed 13 tooth extractions on one person despite not having a license.
Yeah.
She admitted that she unlawfully performed the procedure and used anesthetic that had been disposed of by the dental office.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to read the...
Okay. According to the Daily Mail, the sheriff's office said that she did the teeth extractions, quote, on her own time.
Before you even start to critique.
Don't you critique me. I pulled those teeth on my time.
Own time.
On
which
my
just
time.
Happened to coincide with the time I was committing the felony break-in.
Right.
Because I didn't do it during my shift. That would be wrong.
Right.
That would be an egregious abuse of my workplace. No. I did these illegal teeth extractions during my felonious robbing of my work establishment on my own time. It... As if they'd go, wait, it was on your own time?
We're going to take that off.
You're free to go.
That's fine.
I don't understand this story.
And then here's my thing, too. She used anesthetic that had been disposed of. Well, if it was disposed of, that means that it didn't work or there was something wrong. People don't throw things away that work.
But this is my other question. Who is this person who... wanted, needed 13 teeth extracted? Who is this? Why 13? Were they bad? Did they need to be extracted? And for me, what really concerns me is, was this somebody off the street who wandered and was like, you know, I have a, mm-hmm. ooh, this all hurts. And she was like, come on in. They didn't see the broken glass. They didn't suspect it's midnight. They didn't, you know what I mean? Why are we doing this? There's nobody else in the office. Like, it just sort of doesn't make sense to me. I also find it fascinating that I think the reason that one of the reasons they're talking about disposed of anesthetic is because it's likely that everything's locked up.
Right.
Except for the $22,000.
Right.
Again, I believe with no proof and absolutely no experience nor the right to say this dentist's office may allegedly be engaging in activities allegedly that are allegedly felonious and wrong. Because they don't care about the cash.
No, they don't.
They don't even have an alarm on this bitch, right?
Yeah.
But they get rid of anesthetic.
Yeah.
Because you don't need to give people anesthesia for dropping off your drug drop or whatever the heck it really is, allegedly. There is something really wrong
fishy.
Here.
It's fishy. Let's review. Detroit woman drags alleged Mercedes thief out of barbershop by hair and makes citizens arrest.
Man Googled how long meth stays in your system while in custody for drug driving.
Woman charges $50 to rape men's privates.
And a woman who broke into the dental office to steal $22,000 and also confessed to pulling 13 teeth from a victim.
I gotta go with the man who Googled how long meth stays in your system while in custody for drug driving.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell you something. I'm always tempted to not do it because they're drugged. Mm-hmm. You know, he's high. But there's so many problems here, and I can't get over. I do need the clarification on nonsensical actions, and also on the professional courtesy being shown to your fellow meth users in a way.
Yes,
you know my fellow meth user.
Fellow.
I would say, for instance, there was a time in this country.
Angela, there was a time.
There was a time in this country that when you went to the dentist's office.
Ooh, Lord.
You knew your dentist. You knew all the little hygienists, people walking around. You knew who they were. There wasn't glass on the floor. There wasn't heaps of cash laying around. They didn't go, oh, let me get you some anesthetic out the trash can. Like, those things didn't happen. There was a time in this country,
girl,
okay?
Angela, there was a time in this country. There was a time in this country when your car was stolen. You filled out a report, and you waited for the police to get back to your ass. You didn't become Dog the Bounty Hunter.
No, you did not.
You didn't go pick up on a trail.
No, you did not. You did not search it down, and you did not slash your own tires as their only means of defense. There was a time in this country. But for instance, there was a time in this country when in relationships, we could ask the tough questions.
Yes, we could.
We could trust. You could look at your partner, look at them and go, look at my name and tell me.
Do I have cuckoo barrels?
What is going on with my cuckoo barrels, my cuchitalas? Do I need to hose it down, soak it in some Epsom salts? We could go to each other. We didn't have to go to semi-professionals to get this. We had trust and love and respect, and we could just, our cuckoo barrels were they were respected and loved.
I'm Frances Callier.
I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to
Idiot of the Week.
Wait.
It's really okay if you say it too. It's totally okay if you say it too. Like, I don't feel like you're stealing my line or anything. It's totally okay.
Am I supposed to say it with her?
It's
totally okay. I'm not supposed to say it. That's what was going on in my head. I'm not supposed to say it.
And the battle was strong.
Oh,
I saw it. It was so, you know, good golem, evil, you know,
Smeagol.
You know, it was very, very.
It was.
Thank you so much for joining us here on Facebook. Remember, you can do this again next week to watch Idiot of the Week live on Facebook Live at 1 p.m. Eastern. We love and adore you. Thank you so much. And we love and adore you to our amazing producer, Laura. And a happy birthday. Her birthday was last week.
Yeah, happy birthday.
It's no surprise that newsmakers try to manipulate the audience. They want you to believe that they are the one holding the line, and they'll use any trick they can to get you there. But don't let them fool you. Get unspun. I'm Amanda Sturgill. I've been a reporter, and today I teach future reporters to cut the spin and think critically about what newsmakers say. My podcast, Unspun, shows you how to know when you're being manipulated by the news. Learn to spot the tricks and how to make up your own mind about what's true. So if you're tired of being fooled by the news, subscribe to Unspun today. Unspun, because you deserve the truth.